This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces are trying to press their offensive deeper into eastern Ukraine after taking control of a key stronghold, Lysychansk. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Its forces have withdrawn from the last bulwark of Ukrainian resistance in the Luhansk province. I'm Charles de Ledesma. Its forces have withdrawn from the The spokesman of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Alexander Shtupin, says enemy forces are currently focusing their efforts on pushing further into the Donetsk region, intensifying shelling of key Ukrainian strongholds, Slovyansk and Kramatorsk. Shupin adds, Russia has reinforced its weaponry by bringing additional ammunition from Crimea. The Ukrainian military has confirmed its forces have withdrawn from the last bulwark of Ukrainian resistance in the Luhansk province. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
International politicians led by the European Union gathered in Switzerland Monday for the Ukraine Recovery Conference and pledged to do what they can to help Ukraine to rebuild following its war with Russia. Attendees of the conference in the lakeside town of Lugano included European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and British Foreign Minister Liz Truss. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke via video message to the conference about the needs of the country that now faces widespread devastation. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Government officials in India say a passenger bus slid off a mountain road and fell into a deep gorge in northern Himachal Pradesh state on Monday, killing 16 people, including school children. The Press Trust of India news agency reported that rescuers removed the most seriously injured from the wreckage and transported them to a local hospital. A state official said about 20 passengers were traveling in the bus at about the time of the accident, and the exact cause of the crash was not immediately known. From his Twitter account, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the accident was heartrending and that he hopes those injured recover at the earliest. Indian Prime Minister Modi made that statement expressing sorrow over the accident. Deadly road accidents are common in India due to reckless driving, poorly maintained roads, and aging vehicles. Indian police report road accidents in India killed more than 110,000 people every year. Reports from Australia say a cargo ship that left the port of Wollongong off the nation's southeastern coast Monday morning has lost power and is drifting at sea south of Sydney with 21 crew members aboard. Australian media say the ship is anchored near the coast and a tugboat is on site to try and prevent it from getting closer to nearby cliffs and rocks. The media reports, quote, police saying a second, more powerful tugboat was on its way to tow the stranded cargo ship to sea. 4th of July celebrations were marred in a suburb of the city of Chicago today by a shooting. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Police in Highland Park said the northeastern suburb's annual 4th of July parade began at 10 a.m. local time. 10 minutes after that, the first shots were heard. The Chicago Sun-Times had journalists at the scene who reported seeing at least three bloodied bodies covered by blankets. Hundreds of parade-goers, some visibly bloodied, fled the parade route after being told to disperse by police, leaving behind chairs, baby strollers, and blankets. One witness told the newspaper they heard more than 25 shots fired. Police told the Sun-Times the shots came from a rooftop, and more than 2 hours after the incident, they said they were still looking for a suspect and considered the parade route to be an active crime scene. Multiple law enforcement agencies are involved in the investigation, including the Illinois State Police and the FBI, which has asked anyone with video from the shooting or other information to call their tip line. From his Twitter account, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said he was closely monitoring the situation. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
And the death toll from that shooting now stands at 6, with at least 24 people injured. The suspect is still at large. Recapping our top story this hour, Ukraine's military said Monday that Russian forces are now focusing their efforts on pushing toward the west and the Donetsk region a day after Ukrainian forces retreated from Lysychansk. Marissa Melton, VOA News.